CBS brings you Romance. Tonight, madcap romance in the great comedy, My Man Godfrey.
Godfrey was the last of the perfect butlers. He was elegant. He was tall, slim, and handsome. Not quite young, definitely not old. There never was a butler quite like him before. And I, Irene Bullock, know there will never be one like him again.
Once again, CBS brings you Romance. Tonight, Eric Hatch's great American comedy, My Man Godfrey. Here we invite you to adventure. The adventure of man and woman, boy and girl, in search of happiness with one another. Here we invite you to mystery, the mystery of the human heart. Now for romance with My Man Godfrey, with Carl Twenson as my man himself.
Cornelia.
Back to the party.
You can't. Please, Cornelia.
I'm tired of driving around New York City at night.
But we've got to find a forgotten man. We can't go back without a forgotten man.
Irene, there'll be more scavenger hunts this season.
Don't be a drip, Cornelia. If we find a forgotten man, we can win this hunt. I've never won a scavenger hunt.
Irene, what did you do?
I took the key. Promise to go on looking, or I'll throw it away and you'll have to walk back to the party.
I'll take a taxi.
You haven't any money.
Irene, give me that key. We're stalled right in the middle of traffic.
Promise to go on looking for a forgotten man?
Father will stop your spending money when I tell him.
Promise to go on looking?
I'll tell that policeman what you did and he'll arrest you.
Promise to?
Oh, all right, you and your forgotten man. Forgotten man, aren't you? May we speak to you for a moment?
Sorry, I'm very busy at the moment.
That's not very polite.
Little girls who go running around the city dumps talking to strange men have no right to expect politeness.
Don't be stuffy. I just want you to work for me for about an hour. I'll give you $5.
What do you want me to do? Hold up a bank? Murder your uncle?
I want to show you to some people and prove I brought you, and then send you back here.
How do I know that I'll get paid?
My father's president of one of the biggest banks in town.
That isn't necessarily a guarantee.
Oh, be reasonable. We're having a scavenger hunt, and we've all got to bring in a forgotten man. Somebody who's all washed up, who's dead beat.
Get out of here before I push your pretty face in. Get out!
Look out! You're crowding me into these tin cans.
Well, then get out of here. Maybe you don't know that forgotten men are dangerous.
Well, all right. All I've got to say is it's too bad some people are so sensitive.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Huh?
Wonderful.
Where did you come from?
I hope you don't mind if I share your fire, but it's cold out. Cornelia's a stinker, isn't she?
Cornelia?
My sister. The one you pushed into that pile of tin cans. I wish you had. She's never been pushed any place before. Gee, this fire smells terrible, doesn't it?
You can choose your fire as I can.
If you're going to be here tomorrow, I'll bring you over some kindling and logs and things.
Go on. You're kidding.
No, I'm not. You've got to have a better fire than this.
Well, that's nice of you to care. Your sister will be wondering where you are.
No, she won't. She's always taking me places and forgetting me. Too bad she got off on the wrong foot with you. We had the game almost won, and it's the first time any of us have played it.
Scavenger hunt. Crazy things people waste their time with. Did you have everything else you needed to win?
Mm-hmm. Old bicycle. Cuckoo clock, a left-handed brassy. Oh, we had them all right. Oh, but the forgotten man.
Well, then you've got yourself a forgotten man.
Do you mean that?
Why not? I haven't got anything else to do.
You know, I don't understand you at all. Sitting here in a dump this way, scaring the life out of my sister, and all of a sudden deciding you want to join our scavenger hunt. What's with you, anyway?
Let's just say that I want to see how the other half lives, okay?
Okay, Mr. Forgotten Man. Let's get going.
Now, I take great pleasure in announcing the winners, the beautiful, talented, and charming young ladies, Miss Cornelia Bullock and Miss...
Helene!
Thank you, Miss Helene Bullock.
Oh, Mother, we won! We won! It's a wonderful...
Yes, my dear, I was so surprised.
Mother, I want you to meet Godfrey. Godfrey, Mother. Mother Godfrey.
How do you do, Godfrey? It's so nice of you to come.
Not at all, Mrs. Bullock.
You certainly changed your mind in a hurry, Godfrey.
Huh? Oh, a little graciousness can always work wonders, Miss Cornelia. Well, Miss Irene, you don't need me anymore, so I'll just say goodbye.
No, wait. You did something for us. We've got to do something for you. What do you need most?
Well, I could use a job, but I don't suppose you have any of those, do you?
Matter of fact, we're looking for a butler. Could you be a butler?
Don't be absurd, Irene. We know nothing about this man.
We knew all about the last one, and he got away with most of the silver.
I could be a very good butler.
Well, maybe, but it's so hard to tell in those awful clothes you're wearing.
It wouldn't do any harm to just try, and would it, Mother?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Cornelia?
I think it's absurd. Another of Irene's scatterbrained notions.
Well, you practically shoved me into a fire.
If you'll pardon my saying so, you certainly deserved it.
There, what did I tell you, Mother?
But it wasn't Godfrey's fault, Mother. It was Cornelia's. How would you feel if you were down and out and somebody came along and made fun of you?
I don't know. I've never been down and out.
You'd want to push somebody, too. Cornelia's being unfair. I'll vouch for Godfrey. I promise he'll make a perfect butler.
Well, if you insist, Irene, advance him some money to get a decent livery and put him to work at the house tomorrow morning.
Thank you, madam. You know, people who take in stray cats say they make the best pets. Good night.
Oh, I'll just bet he makes a wonderful butler.
Is that impudent fellow going to have a tough time at our house? Oh, brother, is he going to have a tough time?
Good morning, Mrs. Bullock.
Oh, is it morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, good morning, Godfrey.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning.
I trust you slept well?
My, but you're a beautiful butler. Where have you worked before?
If you will permit me to put your breakfast tray here, Mrs. Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I work for a Mrs. G. Hopkinson Park. Park with an E in Boston, madam. She's a Mrs. John Bogart now.
Did she give you a reference, Godfrey?
No, there was trouble between us, so I left without it. Will that be all, madam?
Yes, thank you, Godfrey. And, by the way, I think you're very handsome. You must tell me more about yourself.
Good morning, Miss Cornelia. It's a fine morning. I'll draw your shade.
What do you mean barging in here like this before I'm awake, Godfrey?
I brought you your breakfast.
I couldn't touch... Oh, I feel awful. Just awful. It must have been the champagne. Oh, what'll I do?
I took the liberty of bringing you three ponies of brandy, miss.
Three? Why three? Why not one big one?
Sometimes, miss, the first one doesn't remain with one long. If not, here is the second. And if the second fails... Here is the third. The third one always does the trick.
Oh, that's a good thought. You've got your nerve coming in here after what you did to me last night.
Yes, but look what I've done for you this morning.
I'll fix you. I'll run you ragged. I'll make you so sorry you ever dreamed of coming here to work.
Your poached egg, miss.
Take it away.
Just as you say. And let me tell you something, Miss Cornelia. You can't do anything to me. Nobody can do anything to me. When a man is completely down and out, nobody can hurt him.
I hurt you?
No.
Last night?
No. It was only what you stood for that hurt me. I hurt myself. If that will be all, Miss Cornelia, I have to get on with Miss Irene's breakfast.
Oh, good morning, Godfrey. It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Indeed it is, Miss Irene. I brought your breakfast.
Good. I'm starved. My, you look wonderful. We were lucky to get you. It just goes to show, doesn't it? You never can tell who's hiding behind a scraggly beard.
Will there be anything else, Miss Irene?
Yes. Sit down and talk to me while I have breakfast.
Well, I can't. I'm the butler.
It would be different if you were a regular butler, but you're not. You're a man disguised as a regular butler, which makes you a romantic character. And as a romantic character, it's part of your duties to have your breakfast with me. Sit down on the foot of the bed.
Well,
You look very nice there. You must come often. Godfrey, it's not going to be fun butling for this family, but it's a roof over your head and food to eat and decent fires until you straighten out whatever's wrong inside of you.
What makes you think something's wrong inside me?
Oh, I just know it, that's all. It's an instinct, I guess. Like my knowing I'm in love with you.
Now, Miss Irene, you aren't awake yet.
I'm wide awake. In fact, I haven't been asleep at all. I've been lying here all night thinking about you. You see, I fell in love with you last night. Beard, ragged clothes, city dump and all. I'm sorry if it annoys you, but I can't help it.
I'm afraid I must get back to the kitchen. Will that be all, Miss?
Yes, Godfrey. That will be all. For now.
Will you have another cup of coffee, Mr. Bullock?
Oh, no, thank you, Godfrey. Good heavens.
Is something wrong, sir?
No, Godfrey, I'll be all right in a moment. It's just something I read here in the paper.
I always recommend a good, strong shot of water after reading something disagreeable in the paper, sir.
Godfrey, I'm in a mess.
I'm sorry, sir.
I didn't mean to get into it, but I did, and now I don't know how to get out of it.
But the papers are full of rumors of trouble in the Hanoverian Bank and Trust Company. That is your bank, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's my bank. Slowly being forced to the wall, bad investment. Nothing crooked, you understand?
I understand perfectly, sir.
I don't want this to get around, Godfrey. I appreciate silence in those around me. Let me give you a little something as a slight gesture of appreciation.
Well, you don't have to buy my silence. I'm your butler, Mr. Bullock. You're already paying me very well for loyalty.
Thank you, Godfrey. I can see already you're a better man than most I've met in my lifetime. Well,
thank you, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some silver to polish.
Hello, Godfrey. What are you doing?
Polishing the silver? Isn't that rather obvious, Miss Irene?
Let me help.
That isn't necessary.
Oh, I'd like to, really. I can pretend it's our silver, yours and mine, Godfrey, and that we're getting it ready for a party we're giving. Godfrey, have you ever been in love?
Now and then.
You seem very aloof and unapproachable on the whole subject.
I am a butler, and you are a lady in the house. If you were the parlor maid, then that would be a different story.
What would happen if I were the parlor maid, Godfrey?
I'd probably kiss you in the pantry and take you to the movies on Thursday night and Sunday afternoons and hold your hands in the back row.
Well, as long as we're in the pantry, couldn't you sort of pretend I was the parlor maid?
I'm afraid I'm a thoroughly realistic butler.
You don't believe I'm in love with you, do you? Or is it that you don't care? You don't care that I'm unhappy all the time, that I cry when you walk in and out of rooms and don't look at me?
Why, certainly I care. I want to go right out and buy you a teddy bear and a lollipop.
A teddy? Oh, Godfrey! You think I'm just a child?
Hello, Godfrey. Well, Irene, what's the matter with you?
He wants to talk about teddy bears.
About what? What did Irene say, Godfrey?
Teddy bears.
Answer me, Godfrey. What did you say to Irene to make her cry?
I merely mentioned teddy bears, lollipops.
Godfrey, you don't like me, do you?
Not particularly, Miss Cornelian.
That's regrettable, because I like you very much. You're very handsome.
I'm sorry, too. You are not going to take me in, you know.
Take you in? Whatever do you mean?
I knew a very beautiful woman once, the spitting image of you, as a matter of fact, and believe it or not, she once said almost the same thing to me that you just said. And that is why it's no good gazing up at me with those big blue eyes. I've been vaccinated, sister.
In what way?
The hard way. I married the lady.
Married? Godfrey, you didn't tell us you were married.
You never asked, and if you had, I would have told you it was none of your business. I'm not married now. You see, the lady wanted another man. Her kind always does, sooner or later.
This whole conversation isn't very flattering to me.
No, it isn't, is it?
I'll make you eat those words before I'm through with you.
I wouldn't bother trying. There's so many more susceptible men in the world. Now, please excuse me. I must put the silver away.
Oh, Godfrey, I could kill you.
I usually don't like to come home early, but I knew you'd be sitting here waiting for me, and I just couldn't stay away. I think it's so cute of you to sit up and wait for us, Godfrey.
It's my place, Miss Irene.
You know what I went around carrying all evening, Godfrey?
Mm.
I went around all evening carrying a torch, and everyone that saw me said, "Look at Irene Bullock carrying the torch for Godfrey." What do you think of that?
I think you better go to bed.
I don't want to go to bed. I want to sit here all night looking at you. I want to memorize your every expression. Gee, I've got it bad, haven't I?
Here, take my arm. I'll help you upstairs.
All right, Godfrey. Oh,
thunderation. Oh, wouldn't you know she'd pass out? Now I'll have to carry her upstairs. Now then, Miss Bullock, right into the shower for you. Why, you little faker, you let me lug you up those stairs thinking you'd passed out.
It was the only way I could get you to do it, Godfrey.
But you didn't pass out at all.
I haven't even had a drink.
Irene, why do you do these things? What gets into you?
Oh, Godfrey, you're so naive. Godfrey, what do I have to do to make you kiss me?
If you'll excuse me, Miss Irene.
No, I won't. I won't excuse you. And if you will kiss me, I'm going to stand right here and cry all night, and then I'll get sick, and I'll go to the hospital, and I'll die, and you'll never see me again.
Irene, people do not die because they don't get kissed. Please, let's be logical about it.
Oh, let's not be logical. There's nothing logical about love anyhow. Oh, Godfrey, you make me so miserable. Don't you think you could ever love me even a little?
You are a sweet, charming woman, and I am very fond of you.
Look, Godfrey, maybe it's a lot of fun for you to walk all over me. Maybe you get a kick out of it, but it isn't much fun for me.
Irene, you are sweet, and if I seem unresponsive, it's not so much that I am unresponsive as that I want you to get over feeling the way you say you do. Now, see, you should have someone young, Irene, young the way you are, full of eagerness and gaiety and fun and... I'm none of those things. I'm a guy who stuck his fingers in the fire once and got burned.
Oh, I knew it was something like that. So you got burned once, and now you're afraid of me.
Yes, I'm afraid of you, and I'm also afraid of myself.
You're afraid of falling in love with me. That's it.
Now, Irene, please, let's not carry this any further.
All right, you can run away if you want to. Go back to your pots and pans, hide away in your pantry, polish your old silver, see if I can.
But, Irene, now this is no way to act. After all, you're a very pretty, very kind young woman, and this is not worthy of you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Godfrey. It's just that I love you so terribly.
Well, let's just say no more about it, shall we, Irene?
All right, Godfrey, all right. We'll say no more about it, but would you kiss me just this once? I'll never ask you to do it again. I promise.
All right, my dear.
Oh, that was a beautiful kiss, Godfrey. Mm-hmm. It got away from you a little, though, didn't it?
Well, you little...
What is it, Mrs. Bullock? What's wrong?
My pearls are gone. Godfrey, someone stole my pearls. Oh, God.
Well, madam, control yourself, please. They're insured, aren't they?
Why, yes, they are. I never thought of that. I just got upset when I saw the bedroom window was broken. I left the pearls on the dresser. I was going to wear them this evening.
I'll call Mr. Bullock at once so he can notify the insurance firm.
Godfrey, did you steal Mother's pearls?
Of course not, Miss Irene.
Well, I thought you might have. I've been sitting in the living room listening to those horrible insurance men asking all sorts of questions about you. They think you did it.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
Of course, it's perfectly all right with me if you did, you know. I'll stand by you. I'll wait at the prison gate.
Irene, in heaven's name, will you get this through your head? I did not steal the pearl.
Oh, Godfrey, shout at me some more. I've never seen you so furious before. Oh, you're so wonderful, Godfrey.
I did not steal...
Yes, Miss Irene. Thank you, Miss Irene. And now, if you'll excuse me, your father wants a brandy and soda.
A brandy and soda? How did you know that was what I wanted, Godfrey?
I thought it was what you needed, sir, with all your trouble and everything.
What do you mean, my trouble?
Well, sir, with the conditions as they are at the bank, it seems to me a great many people might suspect that you had, hypothecated the necklace yourself. Of course, that would be a very silly thing to do. But you know how people are, sir.
Well, I should say that would be a very silly thing to do.
You know, sir, if I had, hypothecated the pearls under those circumstances, I think I would return them pretty darn quickly, sir.
The pearls will be put back, Godfrey. And thank you.
Well, don't thank me, sir. Any stray cat that you took in out of the rain would give you the same sound advice, sir.
You've been a good friend to us, Godfrey. How can I repay you?
Well, you've already paid me, both in money and in happiness. Now, Mrs. Bullock will be needing you, sir. Since you're in need of money, I think I can loan you enough to help you out at present, sir.
You'd do that for us?
Yes, sir. You don't seem surprised to hear me say that I can.
I know who you are, Godfrey. I've known ever since the insurance men were here. They naturally had to look up everyone in the house. I didn't say anything to you because it was your secret and I respected it as such.
Thank you, sir.
It does give you a funny feeling, though, to have one of the richest men in the country working for you as a butler. Why are you doing it, Godfrey?
Oh, I don't know. When my wife walked out on me with another man, I lost interest in things. And then Irene came along and I realized that I didn't want to be forgotten anymore. I just wanted to live a decent life and a satisfying one. I've been able to do that here. I really must get back to Mrs. Bullock, sir.
I suppose you'll be leaving us now that we know your secret.
Yes, sir. For one thing, you can't afford a butler anymore, and I can't afford to be one. I'm going back and live my life again. And this time, I'm going to make it a good life. Dinner is served, Mrs. Bullock.
Thank you, Godfrey. Oh, how I shall miss hearing you say that after tonight.
Thank you, Mrs. Bullock. I beg pardon. Do you know where Miss Irene is?
Oh, isn't she here in the house?
No.
Strange. I saw her a few minutes ago. She was walking about her room saying that she was on a merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round?
She's so dramatic, you know. Godfrey?
Hmm.
Merry-go-round?
Dinner is served, Mr. Bullock.
I certainly am going to miss hearing you say that, Godfrey.
Thank you, Mr. Bullock. have you seen Miss Irene?
Irene? Well, she was here in the living room a couple of minutes ago, mooning around and saying she'd been benched.
Benched?
Baseball term, you know. Benched means removed from action, forgotten. Funny girl. Always has been. Benched.
Dinner is served, Miss Cornelia.
Please, Godfrey. It reminds me of all the wonderful nights you've said there.
Thank you, Miss Cornelia. Have you seen Miss Irene?
She was standing out on the front steps, looking up at the moon when I came in a moment ago. She asked if I thought there'd be a cloud tonight.
Oh. If you don't mind, Miss Cornelia, it'll be a few minutes before dinner. Dinner is being served, Miss Irene.
Godfrey, how did you find me here?
Under a moon, on a bench near the merry-go-round in Central Park. That was quite easy.
But I haven't been here in years. Why did you come?
I missed seeing you in the pantry today.
I've outgrown that story.
I missed you. I had something to tell you, and I particularly wanted to tell you in the pantry.
Well, go back and say goodbye in the living room, Godfrey. It's the place to say goodbye to Mr. G. Hopkinson Park of Wall Street and Fifth Avenue.
No, Irene, look at me.
You really must excuse me. I'm sure Mother wants me.
You said you loved me, Irene. Do you remember?
No, I didn't. I told Godfrey I loved him. But you aren't Godfrey.
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do. Godfrey was a forgotten man. I was forgotten, too, because I had no one to love me in the way I wanted to be loved. We balanced each other, Godfrey and I. We made a lovely couple. I'll miss him very much. Good night, Mr. Park.
No, Irene, wait a minute. Irene, there was a woman that I loved once, or I thought I did, who left me and almost destroyed me. And you found me where she left me and took me in. You gave me back courage and ideals and faith in people. Now, it's grown. Slowly, day by day. At first, I didn't recognize it. Then I wouldn't miss it. But now, I can't deny it. I love you, Irene. Well, Irene?
I don't want your lousy money. I don't care 2 cents for your lousy money.
Oh, well, all right. We won't touch it. We'll hire out as a couple. I'll be the butler and you can be the upstairs maid.
You'll do that for me?
I'll do anything for you. I'll live any way that you want to live. So long as it's you who's making the breakfast coffee and holding out your arms to me at night.
Oh, Godfrey, this is so sudden.
Yes, it's... Huh? That's not the proper thing to say at a time like this.
Well, I'm saying it. All my life I've planned just what I was going to say when the right man said the right thing. And whether it fits or not, I'm not going to be deprived of it. Besides, it is sudden.
Oh, and what were you going to say after you've said, darling, this is so sudden? Did you plan that, too?
After that, I was going to say, yes. Oh, Godfrey, I can't believe you really love me.
I'm sure I can convince you. Shall I try?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go home and tell the family. I can't wait to go up to Canadia and say, Canadia, have you met my man, Godfrey? Come on, darling.
But just a moment. As long as I am still a butler, would you mind if I pretended that you were the parlor maid just for a moment?
CBS has brought you Romance, another of the great love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight's adaptation of Eric Hatch's My Man Godfrey was written especially for Romance by Gene Holloway. Godfrey was played by Carl Swenson and Irene by Linda Watkins. The music was composed and conducted by Alfredo Antonini, and the production was directed by Albert Ward. Is the final program on the current Romance series. Next week and in the weeks to come, CBS's great comedy show, My Friend Irma, will be heard at this time over many of these stations. If you haven't already, make friends with My Friend Irma next week. Now, once again, here's Carl Swenson, our man Godfrey of a few minutes ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we had a few words to say about the forgotten man. Now, I'd like to point out that there's another fellow that you meet every day who's apt to be the forgotten man. Now, he's the fellow who's driving the other car. 33,000 deaths from automobile accidents shocked our nation last year. Now, some of the time it takes only one to make an accident, but lots of times it takes two. Please play it safe when you pass another car, when you come to an intersection, when you drive at night. Thank you. Good night.
This is Sandy Becker for CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.